Let's go out to the phone line, bringing our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. Sticks and Stuff there with Swanton Lumber also. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. You can find them in Rouse's Point, New York also. Kyle, hope you had a great fourth. How are you?
Yeah, the fourth was good. I'm definitely back on regular schedule. The weekend was a little busy. My younger son actually flew out to Alaska for a scientific research project, so he's gone for a week. So it was a busy weekend, but it was good.
Danny and I are trying to organize the next WDEV field trip. We want to go to Utqiagvik, Alaska, because we learned that it stays dark there for 24 hours in the winter and light there for 24 hours in the summer, and we're intrigued by the idea of playing golf at midnight.
Yeah, so my son is actually, he's a big runner, so the first thing that he planned once he realized he was going on the trip was places that he can run once he's there. And he's going to see how late he can run, because I think right now they've got about 4 hours of darkness. So I think he's planning on running at like 11:30 tonight, and then the sun will come back up at like 2:30. So that's going to be his claim to fame.
There you go. That sounds great. As for things going on here locally, a little less exotic, but certainly important. I know you've got a lot of bee and bug spray around.
Yeah, so there's actually a lot of different options for people as far as whether you're doing like a repellent just for black flies, horse flies, and mosquitoes. And this is definitely one of the things that was higher up on his list of things to bring with him to Alaska. You know, there's the common DEET spray, which is the active ingredient in most of it. But I know brands like Off, Backwoods Off, and Cutter, they make all different kinds of stuff. If you don't like that oily, greasy feeling, they make a dry spray. Sprays on as a liquid, and then it dries really almost powdery on your skin, so you don't have to worry about that. And then there's also a lot of natural different sprays that have lemongrass and things like that in it. So there's a lot of different options depending on what you're trying to stop. You know, some you have to reapply more often than not. But the last couple days, and then the end of last week for sure, with the heat, I know a lot of people are battling, you know, like yellow jackets and hornets and things like that. All of our contractors who are doing siding or roofing, they're in a constant battle with that. And anytime that it's hotter, the bees seem to get a lot more active. So that's one thing there's a lot of different options for. Also, there's the regular liquid bee spray. Those generally tend to spray a little bit further, anywhere from 20 to 25 feet, so you can get a nice head start. And then they also make like a foaming bee spray. If you have like a ground nest or something that's closer, you can spray it and it actually coats the entire nest in foam. The one thing that I always tell people is if you can wait until it gets dark or when it cools down, they're a lot less active, and their responses slow down quite a bit. So, you know, if you're not in the mood to run and hide in a pond like in the cartoons from a swarm of angry bees, probably wait till it cools down a little bit.
I just spray them with the hose and then run.
Yeah, I mean, if you could do that too, maybe hopefully your hose spray, you know, is a little bit further than mine, but that's probably a water pressure issue.
Kyle, what else we got going on?
Not much. You know, stuff's picking up. A lot of people coming in for, actually, they're planning for fall projects. I actually helped a guy who was designing a shed today for his wood, for his winter firewood. So, you know, 2x4s, 2x6s, and metal roofing, stuff like that. All those little projects people are kind of trying to get off of their checklist so they can enjoy some of their summer and prepare for their fall.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff, Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. All the talks with Kyle are archived on their website, sticksandstuff.com, under the Calls with Kyle section. So even if we didn't talk about your issue today, chances are we've talked about it in the past, and you can go and pick up some tips and tricks and product names and things like that and equipment you might need as well. So, Kyle, be well. We'll talk next week.
Everybody stay cool. See you next week.